Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. We do that by reminding you that small business is big business and your business is our business. If you were carrying over your listening from the last hour, you may remember that Angel suggested that she would change her email address just to avoid people being able to find her.
No, not necessarily avoid people being able to find me. It's to eliminate time productivity, eliminate the need to go through hundreds of emails that I know I'm not going to read. And I just, they come in and know I'm not going to read them.
Yeah.
I have to delete them.
Okay.
I have to get them out of my inbox because what's in my inbox is stuff I want to read or go back and have access to. And you keep it all muddled together, that just muddles Angel's brains. So it's
well, for whatever it's worth, I only have like the 10 that I can see in my window.
What do you mean the 10 you can see?
Well, they're not all like in a pile on top of each other.
Well, they kind of are. I mean, they kind of are. So,
all right. Well, listener Luke says,
why does this? If it doesn't give me, I mean, I will go through. And I don't keep an email that's older than a year, period. I delete all those if it's older than a year. And I know that gives you
let me tell you why in a real life example.
Uh-huh.
Just deleted a whole bunch of files that were more than 2015 and beyond. So
okay.
More than two or three years old.
Right? Okay.
All those files that we use on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Are now coming up as broken links. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? So you deleted them out of your inbox and they're
coming
up as
broken links?
No, I'm not
talking email now. I'm talking about files.
Oh, that's different.
We're
talking email.
It is different, but emails have the same thing. Registrations and all the business that we do. If you delete that, then you're going to lose all those things that someday...
You're
going to
need one of those.
Yeah.
You can't find it anyway. So why is it in your? So why use your email as your filing system?
See,
I wouldn't use that as my filing
Listener
system
Luke
when
says,
I know.
Change your email to angelrocks@superwow.com.
At superwow.com.
Yeah.
So using email, I think for a long time, it was a pseudo filing system.
Sure.
Right. And so you would keep registrations and directions and different
mm-hmm.
things. But these days, because there are so many. Unless you separate those out into its own little file,
yep.
it's hard to find them. I don't know if you've had trouble going back and doing a search and getting exactly what you want.
When my email is broken, I certainly have a big trouble.
So if it's not working as a filing system or as a recovery system, then that's not the right place for it. You deleted files off of our website.
I did.
That we still have the current website.
Right.
So that, of course, you're going to come up with broken links and broken files because you deleted the files out of
so
a current and running.
Old.
So then if they're old.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that you're talking about.
It is not the same thing.
You don't see it that way.
Mm-mm.
That's all right. We can still be
friends. No. So my files out of, you know, my Word documents, my Excels, my PDFs, like those files, I still have old ones because I still use them. Okay. There are some that I still refer back to, probably not as many, but emails is not my great filing system. The issue is that hundreds come in every day.
Sure.
And I could save myself a lot of time, I'm thinking. I mean, if Coach Brew...
By doing it my way.
By slip-on shoes, so he doesn't have to spend the 10 seconds tying his shoe.
Right.
Then the fact that I go through my email every day and delete, there's got to be...
You could do what I do.
What do you do?
I save all that time. I don't delete. I just either...
Doesn't that slow your computer down? Doesn't that... You don't ever go back and find what you're looking for anyways.
Sometimes I do.
Do you?
Sure, of course. It is a filing system, and of course I go back and find it. When the email is broken, which is the only time I actually talk about it because it's not working the way that it should, which is the only time that you hear about it, is not a good example by which we base our case for saying that my system doesn't work. My system works because I look at the preview and can assess whether or not that's an email that requires my attention. If it requires my attention, I open it up. But then when it doesn't require my attention, it just drops. It just goes. Does it slow down your computer? Sure, I guess to a point. I don't think that the average human eyeball could tell the difference in the speed of the computer because of 5,000 emails versus 4,000 emails.
It slows me down.
How?
I just described how.
Because all you have to do is look at it and say, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to highlight, shift, and delete it. That's more work than I put into it.
Well, everything I do is more work than you put into it.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one of those things. Did you see I don't know if Bill Gates said it or not, but he says, I always give the tough projects to the laziest person in the room.
Tough projects to the lazy person. Why?
Because he's going to find the simplest way to do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
This reminded me of that.
All right.
Right? Just simple. Like, just don't even look at it. Like, it's Air Angel. If you use it, you use it. If you don't, you don't. And so you have 5,000.
Did you just call me the laziest person in the room?
No. I said this reminded me of that phrase of finding the simplest way to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
I think so.
Well, I didn't intentionally.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But if we're talking between you
just
and me.
I want you to know that I'm listening.
Right? Between you and me. I don't know.
I don't always listen, but when I do, I want a merit badge.
I know you do. He does. I want credit, Angel.
Jeez.
I want credit.
Pretty sure
And I was just... Does it not make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Do you feel offended? Did I offend you? What did I do?
don't go there.
Did I just hurt your feelings?
What's the hashtag kindness act of the day?
The hashtag kindness act of the day is say you're sorry to Eric.
No, it isn't.
I didn't call you lazy, Eric.
All right.
In front of all of our audience, Eric.
Okay. That's okay.
I just said you find the simpler way to do things. Somebody in the room, if it's going to be hard or complicated, that would be me. I overthink it. That is not Eric's problem.
I overthink plenty of things. In this arena, I think that I just simply present a different methodology that has a viable, you know, you say that the email is not a filing system. It really is. And you can find things by searching. There are search parameters in the email to find that registration whenever I'm looking for instance, today. I wanted to get you a forwarding on your email, on another email.
Yes.
And in order for me to do that, I had to go search for the email that Mark sent me 2 weeks ago to find out how to do it for myself so that I could do it for you. I searched, I found, I did. It took me this long, and that's why I offered to
you.
Can
I just have those emails forwarded to you?
You could if you would surrender your computer for 5 seconds.
It's not 5 seconds.
It really is.
I really is not. It really is,
it is
not. Then do it right now. While we're live on the air, in this before the commercial break. Well, now he's going to stop talking, and I got to carry the rest of the show. But it's only
for
5 seconds.
Hold on for just a second, because I'm going to search for...
It's only 5 seconds, so
I'm
going to
search for Mark's email. Hold on.
Okay. No, this counts.
No, I'm going to search for Mark's email, and then I'm going to forward it to you, because I don't think you have this email, and if you do, you haven't gone there. Let's see.
We're doing this in real time right now.
You can't start your timer yet because we haven't done anything with your computer yet at all.
Yeah, but I'm delayed and doing anything else.
No, we're going to do this. It's going to happen right before we've got a minute before. We're going to get this done long before this commercial break goes on. Folks, you're watching it happen in real life. This is the way business is. And so there we go. I'm forwarding that to you.
Let me know when
it shows up on your inbox.
It's got to go to space.
It does have to go to space.
And so I do think, though, Eric, you're not listening. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please.
So more email is not what I'm looking for.
No, I understand that. But we set up this account for the purposes of being attached to this community.
Okay. So
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on that button or on the link.
Okay. I did.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm coming over. You talk.
Okay, so now I get to talk. I get to talk about why the pros and cons of sharing your email.
Have you set this up?
Yes. But that didn't work?
You didn't set it up.
I did set it up.
Well, then enter your information.
Oh, now I got to enter my information.
For sake. folks, does this happen in your office too?
Where Eric takes over and it's just crazy.
Not takes over. Assist.
Crazy. You know, but you become an expert in my life. And when I want to like tell you something, you're like, thank you for being the expert in my life. Like, you do that to me all the time.
I don't have to help. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG. Anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you are struggling to pay,
or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Yes, indeed, we do want to interact with you, and you may just give us a ring, 855-FANBRAG, anytime you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. You ever say there's just simply too many hours in the day?
No.
Me either.
No, most of us run out of time. There's so much more we want to do, right? We need to be awesome at work. We need to be awesome at home. I've got to have my amazing morning routine. I've got to have my amazing evening routine. I got to have time for friends, family, everything.
Right.
How do we get it all done? Well, we are not the experts, but Lisa Mannion, who is the business marketing architect with Right on Creative. Find her online at rightoncreative.com. She helps entrepreneurs who want to be amazing. And this was a question that was actually asked to her, is to give some of her best time management tips, because Lisa seems to have it all going on. Lisa, welcome to Experience Pros. Are you with us, Lisa?
I'm right here, yes.
There she is. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the program. All right, so self-care. We're hearing more and more about those two words as it relates to time management. And you have you've kind of become the focal point for us. How do we find more time or any time to take care of ourselves?
Well, that's a great question, Eric, and you are so correct that that is a hot topic, and I actually have people asking me about that quite a bit. And the bottom line is we have to make ourselves a priority. Even though we have other priorities in life, such as family and our business and things like that, but it's a matter of prioritizing and then time batching or chunking down your time to focus on what's most important.
You know, I was talking to somebody, Lisa, yesterday about, time is what we make it, and we prioritize for the things that are truly important for us. So whether it's family or health or relationships, whatever, if it's a priority. So my question to you then, I guess, is in a busy schedule, do you try to squeeze in everything in little increments, or do you just say, you know what, I'd love to go to the gym and do those push-ups that are going to tear my arms to shreds, but just don't have the time?
Again, another great question, Eric. I think it's actually unrealistic to try to do everything. I really do. And so that's why making yourself a priority and then chunking down those priorities makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, and it took a while because I've done my fair share of pushing myself and getting close to burning myself out by trying to do everything. So I think it's important to realize that we're likely not ever going to get everything done on the to-do list. And so it's really important, again, to chunk that down and prioritize. And one of the things that I do is I batch time. So, for example, I have specific days of the week that I dedicate to working with clients or to working on writing projects or doing radio interviews or things like that. And then I batch the other things that I do on those other days. But the one thing that I always make a priority is self-care and making sure that I get up and go for a walk and at least get moving a bit, because we all get so sucked into what we're doing, whether we're working a 9-to-5, whether we're working from home, whether we're working on the go, we've got to take the time for that.
So, Lisa, was there a catalyst or a reason why self-care became such a hot topic, a hot priority for you?
Well, for me, yeah. I mean, I wanted to just be healthier, and I think that's really important. And also, I was pushing myself really hard, and I think sometimes we have to be really honest with ourselves and say, look, why am I pushing myself so hard if it's actually harming myself, right? But also, I had a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, how do you get everything done? And although I get a lot done, I don't get everything done. I don't think we ever will get everything done, right? So
right.
I think also with how busy and hectic our lives tend to be and how fast-paced the world has become, that people are trying to figure out how they can cram everything into a day when really we need to let some things go.
And I think that's the hardest part,
mm-hmm.
is letting things go. I have a whole list of things that I have said yes to that are going on this summer. And, you know, you say yes to this and yes to that, and it just kind of, you've kind of got business on autopilot. And so it's easy to add different things to it. And then I remember on a Monday morning just realizing, oh my gosh, I have said yes to everything. And when am I going to do my own job? When am
right.
I going to run my own business? And so having to get a grip on that, and something that was powerful that I was told, Lisa, is that every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to everything else. And here I think I'm being all giving. Yes, yes, yes. But really, I'm saying no to so many other things. That helped me to just kind of put a marker on this. If I say yes to this, it means I have to say no to everything else. And do I really want to do that? Have you ever heard that?
I have, and I've also heard it kind of flipped upside down, to where when you actually say no, it opens up space for the right yeses.
Yes, yes. Both, yeah.
Same premise, for sure.
I'm
just
saying,
yours is more positive.
To both.
Well, it's smart, and sometimes people also say, well, look, what about multitasking, right? And we hear good things about multitasking and bad things about multitasking. And the place where I think it's okay to multitask, and I do this often so that I can stay up on, you know, industry podcasts or replays of radio shows or Audible books or things like that, is when I'm out walking, I load those on my phone and listen on the go. So I'm kind of bending time and getting a couple of things done at once while getting in that exercise.
That's provided that the thing that you're listening to is in an audible format.
Well, that, yeah, it needs to be audio, of course. It could be an audio. I love Audible books, personally, so I listen to a lot of those business books. But you can also download apps. Like, I believe you have an app. We can download your app, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. My daughters are the queen of the multitask, where they are listening to something. So while their hands are free, they can do something with their hands and something with their mind at the same time. Lisa, you are the queen of getting it all done and helping your clients. How do you want our listeners to stay connected with you?
Well, I would, of course, love them to visit my website, which is writeoncreative.com. They can also give me a call if they'd like. I would love hearing from people. And my number is 1-866-620-1428.
Give that number one more time, please, Lisa.
Sure. 866-620-1428.
She can help you anywhere you are in the country, but she is in the Portland area. And did you hear, Lisa? You can hear us now in Portland, thanks to our BizTalk syndicator.
I did hear. I shared that with my Facebook people today.
Nice.
I'm so excited about that.
We are too.
Fantastic, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. Look forward to next month as well. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Every so often, two paths collide, and right here, right now, we're about to meet somebody who gets the guest experience.
Right? How is it that some companies have the best customer experience out there? It's unparalleled. You hear about them. Their names are synonymous with the customer experience. And then there are others who they couldn't experience it if they had a 10-foot pole, right? Well, in the brand new book, More is More, How the Best Companies Go Farther and Work Harder to Create Knock Your Socks Off Customer Experiences, Blake Morgan tackles the problem. Of course, she is a thought leader on the customer experience by exploring case studies and inserting her original forward-thinking principles. Morgan explains how some of the most notable brands succeed at customer service while others fail in the increasingly digital world. Blake Morgan, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Blake, very excited to have you on the program. Now, talk about what you call the six rings of modern customer experience. What are those rings and how do they relate to us?
So today, if you are offering any kind of experience to a customer, it has to include the channels that the customer prefers to be on, and they have to be very thoughtful. So if the customer is interacting with you on their phone, it's imperative that that customer be able to do that easily and seamlessly. So the rings of the modern customer experience essentially talk about how you can create beautiful and easy and elegant experiences for your customers, because there are so many products and services out there today, and they're all largely the same. So in the book, I argue that the way to differentiate yourself is to be more thoughtful, to basically work harder to make life easier for your customer, create experiences that are simply better than your competitors.
Well, I like how you say, you know, beautiful and
right.
Thoughtful. I mean, these are all words we would love to hear, and they seem like it should be fairly simple. But, Morgan, you've been out there.
Blake,
you've been out there. You know that this is a crazy, most people that are dealing with customers, I saw a study that we just talked about yesterday, that customers are nicer than the people serving customers. It's like they just can't be bothered to give you, just to be nice to you.
Well, you know, that's a great stat. I do believe it's not really the fault of the frontline worker. If you want to point a finger, you can point it up at the leaders.
Absolutely.
Because the leaders ultimately set the tone for the company. So if the CEO only cares about quarterly profits, you can bet that everyone in the company is only also going to care about sales. But if you have a leader like Jeff Bezos of Amazon, who preaches the importance of customer experience, that is almost maniacal in their obsession of creating powerful customer experiences, those frontline workers are definitely going to have that smile in their voice if you're on the phone, or if you're in person, they're going to look you in the eye and they're going to be excited to serve you. But you're right. The customers are often in a better mood than the frontline workers themselves. It's quite sad.
Blake, we had an interesting conversation with someone yesterday who made the case that technology is actually replacing humanity when it comes to the expected outcome and the customer experience. And they made the case that that's a good thing, that we are looking for duplicatable and what to expect before we ever arrive. What do you say is the growing role of technology in the customer experience?
So today, there is a plethora of self-help options for customers. For example, companies would love for customers to solve problems themselves because what does that mean? That means it costs less for the company. However, a lot of these self-help solutions simply don't work that well. Like if you've ever gone to your grocer or retailer and try to do self-checkout, there's always a problem. It doesn't work very well. However, in the future, like your other guest mentioned, technology will get better through things like artificial intelligence and machine learning. Technology will better be able to understand what the customer actually needs, what they're trying to do, and help that customer. And I believe that this is a good thing because that will allow us to provide more high-touch experiences for customers. We can focus on other areas of improving the customer experience, and we can let the technology tackle those small potatoes problems for the customers. And let me tell you that most of the time when the customer calls the contact center, it's because the self-help failed. Mm-hmm. So now you have duplicate interactions. So that's not good either. So yeah. I am an optimist. I do think technology will make employees and customers' lives better in the future.
You know, we're thinking the same thing. You know, I think where it messes up is often in that human error. We don't, we show our exasperation or we show our boredom or our irritation to the customer, and then it kind of just snowballs from there. We are talking with Blake Morgan. She wrote the book, More is More, How the Best Companies Work Harder and Go Farther to Create Knock Your Socks Off Customer Experiences. And I do think that as we get more digital and we remove more people from most of the processes,
right,
this is where that customer experience, that thoughtfulness, it becomes more important now than ever before. But I think that a lot of companies think people out, experience is out. Are you seeing that?
Not necessarily. Like if you look at Airbnb, the home sharing economy company, when you book a listing on their site, you can do it on your phone. It's so elegant and easy. And we're in a swipe right type of culture now, that companies need to be aware that that customers would like to do business on the go. They would love to be able to do everything on their phone, from banking to insurance and so many other things. I think that it is important that we have thoughtful, intelligent, and diverse people creating these technological experiences for customers, because in that way we'll create better experiences because we'll have thought of every different scenario. So again, I don't think technology is bad. I think we need thoughtful people directing these technologies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit, Blake, about the generational gap that we're seeing in the customer experience overall. You know, when Angel and I created Experience Pros, 10 years ago, the idea of the experience being, you know, not just another thing, but the customer experience being the only thing, that, you know, you can solve for your systems and your processes, and you can solve for the technology and all of that. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a duplicatable customer experience that transcends generations, you're having to reinvent all the time. How are you seeing the generational gaps be filled across the customer experience?
There's a few things. The first I would say is that there's the obvious, that Generation Z, they've grown up with smartphones. They were playing on their iPads as kids. Millennials, my generation, also had many of these technologies, but we didn't necessarily grow up with them. So as you have generations that are increasingly using technology in their childhood, they have those expectations of instant gratification and basically being able to do anything, anywhere, get anything, anytime. However, the second piece is that there's always exceptions to the rule. In fact, I used to work at a Fortune 100 company, and one of my colleagues was a social media manager, and he was in his 50s. He was a war vet and a baby boomer. He was such a great social media manager. So that said, I think it's important to not get too hung up on generational differences, because plenty of young people like to call the contact center and plenty of older people love to do business and talk to companies on Facebook. So there's always exceptions to the rule.
I think
that you have to just assume that everyone wants to use the technology that they have to solve problems easily.
I saw the cutest little woman this afternoon in the parking lot with her smartphone. She was texting. I mean, she was just, it was the sweetest little thing. And I thought, look at her learning. She's talking to her grandkids, probably. She's probably texting her grandkids, or maybe she's scheduling like her next appointment, and she's got this She's not going to let technology slow her down. All right, Blake, where is the best place for our listeners to follow you?
Please come to my website at blakemichellemorgan.com, or you can find my book on Amazon, More is More, and would love to hear from you.
I also subscribe for your video channel on YouTube, so we'll stay connected. I think you're right on the pulse of what's going on today. Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, guys.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Please remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. That's how we get to stay on the air and bring such guests to you. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We are revolutionizing the way people treat people in business, and that requires a revolution in your business first.
So if we're going to have a revolution in our business,
yes,
then why can't I close down my email?
I think you should. I've, right? She's gone country, folks, and I think she should.
Oh, it is. I mean, we are creating a revolution. We are trying to disrupt the marketplace. And, you know, we all do that with our marketing. We all do that with our, you know, what unique value we bring to the table, the clients we serve and all that, you know, embracing the new technology. And I was just thinking of it from a time management point of view. I should have asked Lisa when she was on with us, because right. She was talking about time management, but she was mostly talking about self-care. So I got all caught up in the self-care conversation of it all. But these days we are busy and we have so many things coming at us for our attention. And how do you decide what things really should have the value and what things really do qualify? For example, today having a conversation with somebody talking about, you know, a fee that you could pay somebody $25. Or you could do it yourself and take about an hour.
Right.
And you make more than $25. Your time is worth more than $25 an hour as, you know, the CEO of the company. And trying to get your head wrapped around these thoughts. Well, nobody's really paying me to sit here when I'm not doing, I mean, yes, when I get paid, but I'm not getting paid. And so in my downtime, when I'm not getting paid, then what else can, you know, what can I do with all this, with my time, with my time left over? I'm downloading podcasts and I'm creating marketing and I'm calling on clients and I'm taking self-care and I'm doing some research. And we have all of these things that are coming at us. When we get paid, it's nice. But most of the hours, we are not getting paid 24 hours a day to do what we do. We're getting paid a certain number of hours a day, and that leaves all these other hours left over. And so, for example, we've got coming up, Gary Barnes is doing a breakthrough mastery boot camp.
Yes.
And it's a 3-day event. This is one of those things that people have to think, do I have 3 days to give to this? Well, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's not taking a lot out of your work day. Most of you shut down early on Fridays. We know because we try and call or people try. Actually, it's not that we try and call. I get a whole lot less emails starting Friday afternoon.
Right.
Except for the automated ones. Automated ones come, but there's no real emails that come. And so recognizing and trying to get out of the automated, and I only want the real, is why I started this conversation. Because we have to set the boundaries for ourselves. We have to say what's important. 3 days at a conference and think about all the content, all the information, all the people. That's really effective use of your time. If you thought about all the things that you'd have to do, all the people you'd have to meet, and how much you'd have to put into your calendar, where you can just get it all done, slam-a-bama, 3 days, and I got it. Versus hours and hours and hours, and we get behind, and now we're behind, and now we can't catch up. And because we can't catch up, we're all anxious, and then those things fall below the line. How often does it fall below the line because it's not front and center, it's not pushing at you, and it's not happening today?
Too often.
Right? And so when I said I was thinking about the email thing, it was really just a time management, because
sure,
so much of that is just they're automatic newsletters, and they're just on an automated system.
Yep.
Some of them I do read, but out of the hundreds that come to me every day,
right,
it's just getting out of hand. And you didn't help me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will go elsewhere for too, my assistance.
I was too lazy for you, and I'm very sorry. There was no way that I could have known some of the parameters there, and so I apologize.
It's okay. I'll find. It's the first day of the question.
I'm sure
it out loud.
Somebody out there that will be able to help you.
Oh, now you get me all like. He's pouting.
I'm not pouting.
He's pouting. You're pouting, I'm sure.
I want you to be helped.
You had such an Eeyore sound to you.
I want you to be helped.
You want me to be helped. Angel, yeah. You need help. You need help. That is true.
All I heard was I didn't help you.
You didn't. And you know you didn't. This is not like news. Should we not say it out loud?
It helps, I guess.
Okay. Lovely.
All right. BreakthroughBusinessMastery.com. BreakthroughBusinessMastery.com. That's Gary Barnes' workshop that he's going to be doing, and we're going to be there. We invite you to be there, and Gary will help us. I believe.
And actually, there are a lot of people out there that have some different solutions for how they handle email. Is just one of them, one of those issues, right? We have only a limited amount of time, and we've just got to be smart about these things. Just because we've always done it doesn't mean that's how we'll continue to do it. That's the revolutionary part of who we are. And we're always looking to see, how can we do it better? How can we simplify it? What's the newest thing? And I don't think that just because I use email, I'm a dinosaur. I am just thinking that there's so much of email that's not effective and not productive use of my time. But the Breakthrough Business Mastery and a three-day live boot camp event, three-day intensive for entrepreneurs who want greater results faster for their investment of time, energy, and money. Maybe this is where I'll get the answer about email.
Maybe. You're going to create a personal and business vision. You're going to learn exactly how to catapult your business to the next level of success. You'll become that master networker. Personal time management, more money, more faster, right?
More money, more faster.
Yeah.
Right? He says,
sounds
you
good
can to unleash your unstoppable momentum. That's what I want. I want to unleash my unstoppable momentum. And I think email is holding me back.
Well, then we should get rid of it right now. We don't want anything to hold you back.
I don't want to be held back.
No.
Right? I'm just asking.
I'm too lazy.
Just asking.
I don't understand.
What else, Bill? Yeah. Like, could I? I mean, I'm not one to like just jump and go, here's an idea, and then I'm just going to do it. Again, Eric, how long have you known me?
16 years.
You think I just like shut it off just like that?
I didn't say that you do.
No, you just said. Just shut it down just right now.
I don't want anything. You see, this is me trying to help. I'm agreeing with you.
You're agreeing with me. He's agreeing with me. Thank you for agreeing with me.
You're very welcome.
Check it out online. Breakthrough, what is it?
BreakthroughBusinessMastery.com. Gary Barnes, three-day intensive. It's coming next week. If you're anywhere near this Colorado, Denver area, sign up. You will thank us later. All right, that music tells us that tomorrow is Fan Bragging Friday. We thank you for tuning in. This is Home for Positive Business Talk. We hope to hear from you with great business stories tomorrow.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.